Well, good morning. It's my pleasure to preach to you this morning. And I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to be talking about a movie again. So how many of you have seen The Matrix? It's 25 years old. So, okay, a lot of you. Good, good. If you haven't, you might need to go watch the movie to get some of this sermon. I'm going to try and explain as best as I can as we go. But in that movie, The Matrix, right, humanity exists in a simulated reality, right? Everything is virtual, unaware of the true nature of their existence. They live their lives, they eat, they work, they sleep, all while their bodies are actually suspended in these little pods, providing energy for the machines, the evil machines that rule the world. And the hero, Neo, is offered a choice. Take the blue pill and remain in blissful ignorance, or take the red pill and see the truth of reality. And much like the humans in The Matrix, we often find ourselves going through the motions of life, consuming what the world offers us, unaware that we're spiritually malnourished. We fill ourselves with the blue pills of worldly wisdom, temporary pleasures, and shallow philosophies. Can I hear an amen? Amen. But deep down, we sense that there's something more. Today, God is offering us the red pill of his wisdom. He's inviting us to wake up to reality, to see the truth of our spiritual condition, and to partake in the real nourishment that our souls crave. In Proverbs, we see wisdom personified, setting a table and calling out, "Come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed." This invitation isn't to a simulation or a temporary fix. It's to a feast of eternal significance where the bread and wine represent the very life of Christ. As we explore our scriptures today, we'll discover how to unplug from the matrix of worldly thinking and plug into the true source of wisdom and life. Are you ready to take the red pill of God's wisdom? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would help us, Lord, to commit to taking the red pill and to awakening to the reality that you offer us, Lord God. Help us, Lord, we pray, to fully commit to this path. Lord, show us where we have, in some ways, been indulging the blue pill. And help us, Lord, to disconnect from that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, in The Matrix, Morpheus offers Neo a choice between blissful ignorance and truth. And similarly, in Proverbs 9, 1 through 5, wisdom extends an invitation, right? The passage says, "Wisdom has built her house, she has hewn her seven pillars, she has slaughtered her beasts, she has mixed her wine, she has also set her table. She has sent out her young women to call from the highest places in the town, 'Whoever is simple, let him turn in here.'" Now, don't take that as an insult, okay? Whoever is simple, be humble. Acknowledge, "I'm simple." "Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. To him who lacks sense, she says, 'Come eat my bread and drink my wine.'" Now, this isn't just a casual dinner invite. This is God, through his wisdom, rolling out the red carpet for a feast that puts the most lavish experience to shame. And we're all invited. I've had my share of fancy dinners, but nothing compares to what God offers. I remember one time, you know, Doris and I were entertaining a potential donor to where she works. And we went to this upscale restaurant in Virginia Beach. And we're, you know, eating. And at the end of the meal, this waiter comes out with this tiny little broom and starts sweeping the table of the crumbs, the breadcrumbs from the rolls that we'd eaten. I've never seen anything like that. I was like, "What in the world is this guy doing?" I thought, "This is fancy." But even that pales in comparison to God's feast of wisdom, a life filled with purpose, joy, and growth. Approaching God's wisdom is like those magic eye pictures. You ever seen one of those? At first, it's a jumble of patterns, but if you focus right, a clear image emerges. God's wisdom is woven into our world and scripture, but we often miss it because we're distracted by life's chaos. When someone grasps a biblical truth, it's like watching a light bulb turn on. They see God's handiwork everywhere, much like Neo seeing the Matrix's underlying code. There's a scene where Neo, for the first time, sees the code underlying the Matrix. And God's wisdom isn't exclusive. It's open to all who seek it. It's a master chef's kitchen, open to anyone willing to learn. God has seasoned this wisdom with love, tempered it with justice, and garnished it with grace. So what does it mean to you to be invited to wisdom's feast? Are you still staring at the invitation, or have you pulled up a chair? How often do you turn in to God's wisdom in your daily life? As Spurgeon once said, God's wisdom is an open secret. It's open to all, but it remains a secret to those who don't earnestly seek it. It remains a secret to those who don't earnestly seek it. Today, God offers you the red pill of his wisdom. Will you take it? Once you taste it, you'll never want to go back to the world's bland, artificial flavors. Amen? In the Matrix, once Neo takes the red pill and wakes up to reality, he doesn't just sit back and watch, though. He has to learn how to navigate this new world, to walk in his newfound knowledge. And it's the same with God's wisdom. Ephesians, our epistle reading this morning, tells us, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Just like Neo had to learn to dodge bullets and fight agents. Remember that scene? That was so cool. We're called to walk wisely, discerning God's will and making the most use of our time. It's not enough to just know the truth. We have to live it out. Imagine you're in a crowded marketplace. There are vendors calling out, people rushing by, distractions everywhere. That's what life can feel sometimes, isn't it? We're bombarded with choices, voices, and influences. Walking in wisdom means carefully navigating through all of this, always keeping our eyes on God's path. Consider how often we face crossroads in life. Opportunities that seem promising on the surface. Maybe it's a job offer, a business deal, or even a relationship. It looks great at first glance, more money, better status, or exciting possibilities. But walking in wisdom means we don't just jump at every shiny opportunity. It requires us to pause, to pray, and to seek godly counsel and examine things in light of Scripture. Sometimes when we do this, we realize that what seemed like a golden opportunity might lead us away from God's path. We might discover potential ethical compromises or realize it would pull us away from our true calling or pull us away from our families. How many of you have experienced something like that? Yeah, I see some hands. So, walking in wisdom means having the discernment to say no to good things in favor of God's best things. It's about seeing beyond the surface and making decisions based on God's values rather than worldly measures of success. Think of a tightrope walker. They move with incredible balance and focus, every step carefully placed. And that's how we're called to live our lives, with intention, balance, and careful consideration of each step we take. So let me ask you, how do you typically seek to understand God's will in your life? Are you like Neo in his early training, just reacting to what comes at you? Or are you becoming more like the one able to see the code of God's wisdom in every situation? And here's another question to ponder. What does it look like to make the best use of the time in your current season, wherever you find yourself in life at this very moment? Are you mindlessly scrolling through life? Or are you seizing every opportunity to grow in wisdom and to serve God's purposes? You know, Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said, "Action springs not from thought, but from a readiness for responsibility." This captures the essence of walking in wisdom. It's not just about knowing what's right, but being ready to act on it, to take responsibility for living out God's truth in our daily lives. In The Matrix, Neo had to choose moment by moment to live in the truth that he'd discovered. And we face the same choice every day. Will we walk in the wisdom that God offers, navigating life's complexities with his guidance? Or will we sleepwalk through life, missing the richness and purpose that he has for us? The choice, like Neo's red pill, is ours to make each and every day. Now, in the movie The Matrix, Neo's power comes from his awareness of a greater reality beyond the illusion. Similarly, our spiritual strength flows from our connection to God's reality. This connection happens through being filled with the Holy Spirit and being nourished by Christ. So let's examine what Scripture says about this. "And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Paul uses the analogy of being filled with wine to illustrate what it means to be filled with the Spirit. Just as wine influences a person, the Holy Spirit profoundly affects our lives. But while wine might lead to temporary euphoria, being filled with the Spirit leads to lasting joy, worship, and thanksgiving. This spiritual filling is intimately connected to another form of nourishment, Christ himself. Christ himself. In our gospel reading this morning, we read this. "So Jesus said to them, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day.'" True wisdom and sustenance come from being filled with the Spirit and partaking in Christ's life. This spiritual nourishment transforms our hearts, leading to a life of worship and gratitude. Think of a balloon. When it's deflated, it's lifeless and shapeless. But you fill it with air, and suddenly it takes on its intended form, full of potential. That's what the Holy Spirit does in our lives. When we're filled with the Spirit, we come alive, taking on the shape that God intended for us, full of potential for his purpose. Or consider a plant's root system. You know, it's hidden underground. And while it's hidden underground, it's constantly drawing nutrients and water, enabling the plant to grow, flower, and bear fruit. Similarly, as we remain connected to Christ, we draw life from Him, enabling us to grow in wisdom and bear fruit in our lives. I've witnessed how profound this spiritual nourishment can be during times of worship and communion. There's a tangible sense of being filled, renewed, and strengthened, not by our own power, but by God's Spirit and Christ's presence. So let me ask you, how does being filled with the Spirit manifest in your daily life? Are you like a fully inflated balloon shaped by the Spirit's presence, or do you feel deflated, trying to navigate life on your own power? And here's another question. What does it mean to you to feed on Christ's flesh and to drink His blood? What does that mean to you? Is it just a ritual, or is it a vital connection that nourishes your soul? John Piper once said, God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. When we're filled with the Spirit and nourished by Christ, we find a satisfaction that nothing in this world can match. And in that satisfaction, God is glorified. Just as Neo had to stay aware of the true reality to navigate the matrix, we need to stay connected to God's Spirit and be nourished by Christ to navigate this life wisely. This is the true source of wisdom and spiritual vitality. So as we conclude this morning, let's remember the journey that we've taken together this morning today. Like Neo in the Matrix, we've been offered a choice, not between a blue pill and a red pill, but between the world's artificial wisdom and God's true wisdom. We've seen how God invites us to feast on His wisdom. He's not stingy with it. He's invited us to walk in His ways and to be filled with His Spirit. And this isn't a one-time choice, but a daily commitment. Each day we have the opportunity to plug into God's wisdom, to allow it to shape our decisions, our actions, and our very lives. Just as Neo had to continually choose to see the reality beyond the matrix, we must continually choose to see and live in God's reality. So what does this look like practically? Yeah, sounds great, Pastor Niall, but what does it look like practically? It means committing to daily feeding on God's wisdom through Scripture. Some of you need to dust your Bibles off. It means allowing His Word to transform our minds. It means walking in step with the Spirit, being attentive to His guidance in our daily decisions. And it means regularly partaking in the nourishment that Christ offers. Speaking of which, we have a beautiful opportunity to do that just now. As we move into our communion service, I want you to hear these words from Jesus. He said, whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As you take the bread and cup today, see it as more than just a ritual. See it as a tangible reminder of the spiritual nourishment that Christ offers you, and receive it as food for your soul. Let it be a moment of reconnecting to the true source of wisdom and life. And don't let it stop here. I challenge you this week to intentionally feed on God's wisdom every day Draw a line in the sand. Make a commitment. Spend time in his word. Pray for his guidance. And watch how his wisdom begins to transform your life, helping you to see beyond the matrix of this world to the greater reality of God's kingdom. Are you ready to fully engage with the wisdom that God offers? The table is set. The feast is prepared. Will you come and partake? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.